奉主耶稣圣名继续上课。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall continue our studies.
我们刚提到传道书一开始他是先说出他人生的一个结论。
So as we discussed earlier, the beginning of Ecclesiastes tell us the conclusion by Solomon.
第八节是提到第一个重点。
And also,verse 8 gives us a very important turning point.
因为人的心没办法满足。
A point, because man cannot be satisfied.
所以感到很多事情都会厌烦。
So therefore, they felt that many things are very worrisome.
你看我们如果每天都吃山珍海味，你会不会烦啊？
So if you have eat delicacy three times a day, would you be worrying?
就像我们每次灵恩布道会，说实在，大家都很有爱心，都让传道吃得很好。
And just like the spiritual convocation, you people have lots of love, so you feed me very well.
所以每次不管被拍到哪边然后信徒都会问我说，传道辛不辛苦啊？
So wherever I go, people will ask me, are you...
辛苦，累不累
？Are you tired?
Yeah. 我说，感谢主啦，都吃得很辛苦啦。
So I say thank God, but I have difficulty in eating.
吃的都很辛苦。
Because I have very difficult in eating.
我们都有这种体验。每天面对同样的事情同样吃的东西，虽然很好吃，最后你还是会厌烦。
If you eat the same thing every day, even though it's very good to eat, but you get tired of it.
那你想看的我们每个来到温哥华的人都说，哇，这里风景好漂亮
。People came to Vancouver say that the view is very beautiful.
可是我们住这里住久，好像很自然啊，漂亮啊，对啊，很漂亮啊。
But those who live here would take for granted and would just say it's very beautiful.
我们今天神弟兄在我们经过地方，我就注意到，你看那一家屋顶有个巫婆嘞。
什么
巫婆 ？Witch。
Brother Petro brought me to a house and there was a witch on top of the roof.
Hey.那里个巫婆。
So I look at the witch.
那一家很有趣哦，那个不晓得是他的招牌是怎么样了，他就做一个巫婆然后就挂在他们屋顶上面。
It could be the sign of this house, but he had the witch on top of the roof.
我们真几位弟兄，奇怪，我怎么从那经过这里都没有看到
？So Brother Pedro said, "This is strange. Every time passed by here, I did not take notice."
我们有时候会，我就没有注意到反正很平常啊。这里有什么好注意的？
Sometimes we take life as casual, and therefore we would not want to notice too much on our way.
那耳朵想听美好的音乐，可是一天到晚叫你听那一首，你也会听得到烦的。
You want to listen to good music, but if you listen it too often the same tune, then it'd be very boring.
所以这个作者在思想，为什么可以让人不厌烦，真的能够让人满足的事情没有啊
？And so the author here was wondering if there are things that are able to satisfy a man's heart.
那第九节、第十节
，verse 9 and 10。
我们乍看之下会觉得说你的人生怎么这么消极呢？
Then you may think that after reading this would be very passive.
尤其九节后面那一句话，日光之下并无新事。
Especially the last sentence of verse 9, there is nothing new under the sun.
这个如果说我们说，对呀，现在有新的事情那以前没有的啊。
Sometimes you say, there are new things and things that I have not seen before.
那传道者在这边讲的他是指的事情的道理
But here the preacher tried to emphasize the principle of things.
那当然这个物质那我们的生活习惯随着这个时代改变会有新的 这个东西出来。
Because of the era we're living in, the thing that we use, there are new things perhaps that you will encounter.
你说吃吧, 哦, 可能现在吃的东西, 以前的人, 哦, 没吃过, 啊。
Let's say for example food. Some of the food you eat perhaps has not been eaten by people in the past before.
诶, 可是吃这件事情有没有改变?
But the way you eat has it ever changed?
十年前我来，我们一样啊，聚完会休息哈，也是吃吃喝喝，现在还是一样啊，只吃东西好像有点不一样而已。
10 years ago, we came and we eat and we drink, and now we came here, we do the same.
哦，所以他觉得说，你看这个也没有什么特别嘛。
So he said here, there's nothing new.
啊，那十一节说，已经。 过去的时代呢，哦，没有人纪念了。And
verse 10 says, the thing that has been passed, nobody will remember.
啊，将来的时代哈，后来的人也不会纪念。Sorry,
number 11, and the new, the people will not remember of the old.
我们讲 F 提到说被人遗忘了。And
in F, we said, forgotten by men.
啊，那这个就是说，哎。 那我们现在到底追求的事情啊，什么才是永恒有价值的
？So today, what are we pursuing that has value?
啊，我们在布道会的时候有提过了，有人想留下他的名啊。And
in the evangelical service, I mentioned before, some want to leave their name behind.
啊，像那个麦当劳。
Oh, for example, McDonald.
啊，我们现在叫麦当劳路。There
is the road called McDonald.
可是我们现在只记得麦当劳汉堡而已啊。But
McDonald would only bring you reflect upon hamburgers.
啊，那我们说这里是温哥华，温哥华本来是纪念一个英国的船长叫温哥华的，对不对？
Vancouver is a name of a captain of a ship.
哎，可是你不仔细去翻翻历史的话，你不晓得，因为温哥华是个人名哦。But
you will not go and turn look for history where it came from.
哎。 那我们住在温哥华的人，多少人知道？哎，这个温哥华原来是纪念那一位船长的。
So how many of you living in Vancouver, take the trouble to find out what's this name?
啊，那我们这里有一个古迹叫做 Guest Town.
And there is an old site called Guest Town.
是不是叫 Guest Town? 啊，那 Guest Town 是纪念谁
？And Guest Town was built in remembrance of who?
Guest 是个人名哦。
Guest is the name of a person.
不是瓦斯那个 guest.
It's not the gas that you use for cooking.
哦，我来之前我做功课，所以我知道。
So before I came, I did my homework, so I know the history.
啊，那个 guest 是第一个在温哥华开店的人。
He is the first person that came to do business in Vancouver.
哎，他在那个旧市区那边第一个哈，他开了一个什么酒吧。And
there he started a pub.
哎，所以后来那个温哥华就是从他那个店开始，哎，慢慢有人啊来陆续来这边了，那个市区才繁荣起来。So
gradually, that's way the business started, and later on it became prosperous in Guest Town.
哎，可是我看我们在座好像没几个人哦非常了解。
So I think only some of you know the history.
哎，是真的啊，谁在纪念这个事情
？It is true. Who would want to remember this matter?
你说这个所罗门王啊，他一生有的这些名声、地位、财富，那想一想，这个到底对我有什么帮助
？So Solomon has all this wealth, honor, and glory. What benefit does he does it benefit him with all this thing?
哎，我的地位、财富可以让我享受很多。My
status and wealth enable me to enjoy.
哎，可是我觉得不满足啊。But
yet in my heart, I was not satisfied.
啊，那我的名声啊，哎，就是我现在活着的时候，大家好像都知道，哎，我是个王啊。And
for my reputation, while I'm alive, everybody knows that I'm a king.
哎，可是这个到底对我有什么用？But
yet, what does it benefit me?
哎，以前不是也有很多王吗
？In the past, there were many kings.
可是有几个人是谁哈，一直哈老是记在心里面的。But
how many of us would remember those kings?
那有的还留下不好的名声啊。
And yet some of them have left with left a bad reputation.
你看那个中国的秦始皇。
Look at Genghis Khan in China.
那个秦始皇哦，他想要长生不老。
And he wanted longevity.
建他统一了中国啊。
And he united China.
他建设了一个万里长城。
And he, no, not Genghis Khan. And he has built the Great Wall of China.
那现在那个万里长城还在啊。
And the Great Wall still there.
那有人又跑到万里长城上，说万里长城还在啊，可是秦始皇跑到哪里去了
？And there are people that went up to the Great Wall, but where would the builder is now?
那秦始皇以为说，以后的人可能会一直纪念他。
And that king thought that people would remember him forever.
真的啦，现在大家一提到秦始皇啊，我知道，历史上有这个人。
Not Genghis Khan, right? Emperor Qin, Emperor Shi Huang Ti. Sorry, and perhaps some of you would know him.
我刚说成吉思汗，成吉思汗也是一样的。秦始皇留下的是臭名。
But Genghis Khan left a bad reputation. Shi Huang Ti.
始皇帝嘛，好了，我就说成吉思汗好了。
Genghis Khan, right?
No, no. 现在是成吉思汗。成吉思汗也是建立一个很大的帝国。
Genghis Khan also built himself a great empire.
不过我觉得成吉思汗他虽然以我们华人的立场来讲会认为他是蒙古人啊。
Genghis Khan, as a point of, from the Chinese point of view, he is a Mongolian.
他不是真的那个我们说的汉人华人。
And he is not a descendant of Han.
虽然他们的帝国也曾经统治过中国。
And he has ruled China before.
可是我觉得他们有一个智慧。
But I felt that he has a wisdom.
我们看到中国古代的皇帝你看那个墓都建得很大，有没有？
墓，
那个坟墓，他们的坟墓。
You see that they built a great coffin.
然后把它盖得好像做小山一样。
And they would build it like a small hill.
然后你看像埃及也是一样。
And look at Egypt, they did the same thing.
他们盖那个金字塔也是很大。
And they built great pyramids.
可是我们常常听到说，有人挖他的坟墓去偷财宝，有没有
？But yet often you hear people, go and dig their grave.
可是成吉 steal, 成吉思汗的墓一直没有人被人找到。
But Genghis Khan's coffin or dome was never been found.
因为他们蒙古人帝王的墓是怎么样？
What kind of coffin would they have?
Coffin 吗 ？Coffin 不是棺材吗？他们的 grave
啊 ，the grave 哦 ，yeah sorry，
对不起，刚好我知道这个字。他们的蒙古人帝王的坟墓是在地底下。
And for the king, they would have the grave because they're living Mongolian live in a plain.
所以他们的墓上面也都是平原。
And so the
平平的。
So their grave would be also flat.
他们下葬之后那个土又把它盖起来。
And after the burial, they would cover up all the traces.
然后那蒙古最有名的是骑兵那些马。
And the Mongolians are very famous for their horses.
所以那些马就在上面一直踏，把那个土全部踏平。
And so they would use their horses to stamp the ground to firm up the soil.
然后所有的蒙古人就离开了。
Then they would leave the place.
到了明年那个地方又是杂草一片。
And next year come, there would wild grass grown on top of it.
所以你要找出他们帝王的墓在哪里，找不到。
So it would be very difficult for you to look for their grave.
所以人家说到像成吉思汗的墓在哪里，找不到。
So people want to look for their grave, you would not be able to find it.
死了就死了嘛，何必在那边立碑干嘛的，弄一大堆做什么
？When they die, they would not care for a monument for remembrance.
那真的就是没有我们就说啊，那死人就不会受到人干扰。
So this the dead people would not interfere with the living.
哦，你看，成吉思汗，他们这个蒙古人哦，有这种智慧。
So the Mongolian has this kind of wisdom.
哎，那些很多的帝王，希望说人家纪念他们啊，知道他们。
So a lot of kings want people to remember them.
结果呢，他们的墓哦，人家哦，管他是不是王，你死了就死人啊，那挖你的坟墓，到偷拿你的财宝。
And those robbers would come and dig and dug their grave and steal all the treasures.
哦，那在历史上，你看有哪几个人，能够真的哦，他的名声留下来，让人家会纪念的。
So if we see how many of these great men was actually left a good name for us to remember.
所以这些财富地位所罗门王他都享受过。
And so King Solomon has enjoyed his life.
然后他晚年的时候他回想一切，他想到，那我到底该追求什么才是真正有价值永恒的。
So at the latter stage of his life, he was pondering, what is there for him to pursue that could last forever.
所以十二节，他提到他做过王。
So in verse 12, he said that he has became king once.
然后他用心去思考。
And he has put effort to ponder.
我怎么样能够超越这个虚空。
And how could he transcend this vanity?
人的生命真的价值在哪里。
And where is the true value of life?
所以我们接下来的时间，我们先跳开讲义，我们先大概就传道书的一个内容，我们先做一个了解。
So now with this short time, I would like to introduce you the content of Ecclesiastes.
让我们先对传道书有一个观念在我们脑海里面。
So that you have a bit of knowledge in your mind.
传道书的作者，他在思想，人要怎么样才不虚空？
The author was wondering, how man can live a life without being empty.
这个虚空好像就是虚空的这个意思，这个原文的意思，有的时候是把你想象空气。
Meaningless could be translated as as wind,
或者是云，浮云,
or a cloud,
或者是说一口气这样子,
or a breath of air,
很快过去，然后没有什么感觉不到,
it passed very fast and you would not feel it.
所以当智慧思考，它一个角度，我们刚刚有提到过，从第四节到十一节,
so verse 4 to 11,
它用一个自然界循环的。 循环的一个角度来思想一个人的人一生。
He used the nature to reflect upon a man's life.
他觉得跟这个地球比起来，这个大地好像没有改变。
He compared with the earth, seems there was no change.
自然界是没有在改变。
Since the nature has not changed.
所以他说风往南刮，又往北转。 然后这样子转来转去，然后江河怎么样流来流去。
So he says where the wind comes from and how it goes around and how the rain, how the river flows.
就有一个规律在。
There is a system for it.
好像知道他们该做的是什么事情。
And as if they knew what they should do.
像我们这里我们可以看到那个鲑鱼。 鲑鱼撒网，这样子回流。
And here you can look at the salmon, how they return.
那有些鸟类固定的，冬天就往南飞，夏天春天又飞回来。
And some birds fly to the south in the summer and in the winter and the summer he would return.
他们是固定的，你看，从古我几百年前就这样子，一到现在，他们都还是这样子，一直在循环。
There is a schedule. It appears that there's a schedule for them, and in the past, and they're still doing it now.
可是第四节提到人这样一代过去，一代又来。
And in verse 4 tells us, generation comes and generation go.
人却不能够像这个大地一样有一个恒常一个理在里面呢。
Man cannot be like the nature that could remain forever.
哦，人这样忙忙碌碌啊，一直追求，一直忙东忙西的。
Men are very busy and they chase after things.
啊，那就像主耶稣所说的啊。
It's just like what our Lord Jesus said.
哎，野地的花。
The wildflowers,
哎，开起来就是那个美丽。
The lilies and how beautiful they were.
啊，那空中的飞鸟。
And the bird of the air,
哎，就不像人那么忙。
They are not as busy as men.
哎，他们也不会，哎，不必要预备粮食。
And they would not have to prepare for their food.
哎，活得好好的。
And yet they live well.
哎，野地的话不用纺纱哈。不用怎么装饰，自然开起来就是那么漂亮。
And the lilies do not have to adorn themselves, and yet by nature they are so beautiful.
哎，那为什么唯独人啊，这么为了生命哦，烦恼这个，烦恼这个，烦恼那个
？And except for man, and man has to worry for this and worry for that.
哎，天父在看守他们呐、啊。
And Heavenly Father is looking after them.
那何况是我们人？
And how about man?
哎，人是神亲手所创造的。
And God has created man by himself.
哦，我们看创世纪的记载，那个描写好像神哦亲自动手来造人啊。
And if you look at Genesis and how, if you read it in detail, how God, created man.
哦，这个故事我们应该都很清楚嘛。
And I'm sure you're very familiar with the story.
啊，神在创造天地万物是怎样用说的啊？
And when God created the universe, and all He did was by words.
哎，就像我们啊、哦，我们如果是有负责一个公司哈、哦，我们有一个职务在。
And if, for example, us, if we have a company.
哎，我们要都做什么事情？我们帮吩咐一声下去，人家都做得好好的。
And if we have an assistant, all you have to do is to give command.And it will be carried out very well.
哎，可是如果是你自己觉得很重要的事情。
But at times when you felt that they are important matters,
有时候甚至我们就亲自哦，那我亲自来打电话，我亲自来去找什么人这样。
Then you would want to deal the matters with yourself and pick up the phone and to talk to that person.
哎，甚至你就自己亲自去处理啊。
And you would handle the matter personally.
啊。所以圣经在记载，当神创造人的时候，不是说啊说好，哎，有人就有人了。
So when God created man, He did not say there was man and there'll be man.
哎，啊，圣经记载，神用地上的尘土造人。
God used the earth to create man.
而且按照自己的形象。
And He created according to His look.
哎，然后又将他的一口气吹在啊那个人的鼻孔里面。
And He used His breath.And breathe it through the nostril of man.
所以人就成了有灵的活人。
Then the man became a living being.
所以这个描写好像，哎，神是亲自动手来造人。
And it gives us an indication as if God Himself was building this man.
哎，所以在神的创造当中，人是最尊贵。
So among all His creation, a man was the most precious one.
哎，可是呢，人却是最不听神话的。
But yet man.Was the one that did not listen to God.
啊，所以你看，天地万物，神所创造的，按照神安排的规律的，在生活着。
So you see, the rest of the creation of God, they all live accordingly, and they survive accordingly.
啊，只有人一代过去，一代又来。
Except man.Generation come and generation go.
啊，那圣经上说，耶和华真神就在看呐、啊，到底有没有在寻求神的、啊。
And the Bible tells us God is looking, see if there are men seeking for God.
哎，所以因为人的生命当中啊、哦，哎，违背了神，不寻求神，就变成虚空了。
So if man, since man has sinned against God, and therefore.And if he did not seek for God, therefore his heart will be empty.
啊，那人呢？又要因为吃了善恶果之后，哇，想要哦，啊，比神还要行。
And because a man ate the fruit, and therefore and wanted to be as capable of God and than God.
啊，所以要靠自己的智慧来追求人生。
And so therefore he has to use his own ability to survive.
所以在第一章十二节到十八节。
So it tells us, verse 11 to 18.
它是用我智慧知识的角度啊，来寻求。哎，这个我追求知识智慧，能不能使我过得一个充实的人生
？So he used wisdom to see if this will satisfy his life.
所罗门王是很有智慧的人啊。
King Solomon is a man of wisdom.
可是但后来发现呢，这种属世的智慧还是不能使人得到满足啊。
And he later on discovered that this kind of wisdom cannot satisfy a man.
甚至呢，多有智慧就多有愁烦了。
And he said, the more wisdom he got, the more worries it bring.
知道越多烦恼越多，对不对
？And it will bring worries.
本来只是一点点肚子痛而已啊。
Actually, you felt that it's only a stomach ache.
简直这是一些胃肠药就好了啦。
But then you take some pills, hopefully that it will cure it.
可是有人跟你讲，最好去检查一下啊。
And somebody come and tell you, perhaps you should take a medical checkup.
结果你真的检查，了解了啊，原来有胃溃疡。
And after you check up, then you found out that you may have ulcer.
那十二指肠又破个洞。
And this ulcer has made a hole in your stomach.
你的大肠好像一颗瘤哎。
And your intestine have a lump.
不晓得良性还是恶性的。
Then you do not know whether it's cancerous or not.
不检查还好，一检查还有什么？那病痛那么多，因为烦恼就多了。
It would be better for you not to take the medical checkup. The when you did, it brings you much worries.
我们有一个信徒啊，本来身体好好的。
We have a believer, and actually he was in good health.
结果有一天人家建议他说你现在比较上年纪的最好还是定期做个健康检查，而且是政府说你这个年纪是免费的啊。
And somebody came along, he says, oh, at your age, it would be much better for you to do your annual checkup, and since you are also qualified for free medical checkup.
结果他就想说，好吧，那免费的去检查看看吧。
So he said to himself, why not? So since it's free as well.
这个检查出来，你的肺好像有点问题哦。
And after the checkup, they discovered that his lung may have a bit of problems.
结果一听我的肺有问题，就是一天到晚开始担心了。
And when he knew about it, and so he became very worrisome.
结果检查后不到一年，竟然离世了。
And unfortunately, after a year, he passed away.
人家说他是被吓死的。
So some people say he was frightened to death.
本来。过得好好的，结果知道有什么病痛啊，完了就开始担心。
Actually, he was living in good health, but after he found out, after he discovered that, and worries became start to come in.
那当然也是跟我们的那个心态有关系了
哦。Of course, it has to do with our thinking.
有的人认为说，我知道，我这可以怎么预防啊？
Some people will think that, I know how to prevent it.
可是有些人他不知道还好，一知道反而开始担心。
But some people, it's best for them not to know, but when they knew it, they would bring worry.
所以人就是这样子，会莫名其妙就因为一些事情开始烦恼。
So, a man would worry for nothing at times.
那这个所罗门王就想，那这样我想想比较快乐的事情，好吧。
So Solomon said, well, why don't I think of good things?
所以传道书第二章第一节到十一节。
So, chapter 2, verse 1 to 11.
它是用一种人生享乐的角度来探讨，这样子是人就应该就过得不虚空吧。
And so he used pleasures to entertain him, so therefore he felt that perhaps this could not be that boring after all.
对啊，我们约老师见到你愁眉苦脸，有时间我们做休闲那可以享受一下。
So it may be good because why would we have a bit of a sour face when we could enjoy life a bit?
可是到后来发觉，这个都暂时的而已啊。
Then later on he discovered, oh, this is only temporary.
我今天好不容易排出时间打打球，放松一下心情。
And you would set aside your time and go and play some ball.
可是一打下去，咦，别人的技术竟然比我好。
And when you start to play the balls and you discover somebody has a better skill than you.
大家在开始比较我们的装备怎么样，我都输人家一截。
And then you start to compare your equipment and you found out your equipment is is a lesser value than the person next to you.
好，我下次我就要赢人家。
And so the next time you say, I better equip myself better than the person next to me.
那今天打打球，放松一下，哎呦，明天还要上班啊，好多事情没有做，怎么办？
And so you go play balls, but then you discover that you have to go back to work the next day.
哎，星期天啊，放假了哈。
So Sunday come, it's a holiday.
很多学生啊，这个不用去学校哈，可以去做自己想做的事情。
Those who are students, they would go and do many to do the things of their own.
可是玩得太累了啊，晚上回来倒头就睡。
But after a tiring day, they would come and sleep early.
然后睡到半夜忽然醒过来，哎呀，明天要考试还没有念呢。
And then in the middle of the night, he would remember that he has an exam the next day and he hasn't studied yet.
很着急，赶快翻书起来看。
And quickly he got up and go through his books.
那这样子享乐也不能够得到真正的满足啊。
This kind of pleasures will not give you the true fulfillment.
可是有时候，我们会难得遇到说，有件事情好像很能够让我满意呀。
Sometimes we may encounter an incident that may satisfy you.
可是呢，又不能一天到晚这种快乐的感觉，我喜欢从事的这个娱乐，每天都是24小时都是这样子。
And you may wish that 24 hours you will be facing this and get satisfaction.
就像我们中国古人一位诗人这样讲啊。
And in Chinese has a psalm that goes like this.
他说这个夕阳很美丽的。
He said that the sunset is very beautiful.
可是可惜啊，已经天气快晚，快暗了。
But it's very pitiful because it's getting dark.
那只是那一刹那，夕阳快下山，我们这边应该叫下海吧。
And sunset is very beautiful, but it is only beautiful. Its beauty only lasts for a few minutes, and after that, it would disappear.
Stop. 那我看个够。
You cannot ask the sun to stop and to satisfy your eyes.
然后我明天再来不一定，明天不一定这个时候有时间。
And you want to come back tomorrow, but you might not have the time.
所以这个怕，又是一种虚空。But
yet, and this are also meaningless.
那到了传道书二章12节到17节。
Chapter 2, verse 12 to 17.
第三章16节到21节。
And chapter 3, verse 16. To 21.
然后还有我们在丧礼时候常常会讲的第九章。
And
不是丧礼，第九章的第一节到第六节。
Chapter 9
第一节到第六节,
verse 1 to verse 6.
这边又提到众人都会有一个一样的结局的。
He says a common destiny for all.
就是死亡。
It is death.
面对死亡，我要往哪里去？
After death, where would I go?
那我这一生，我所追求的，是不是能够帮助我去度过这个死亡呢？
So what I have gained in my life, can it help me to transcend all, to transcend death.
那有人就说想那么多干什么？
Then some may say, why do you have to worry for it?
哎，我们能把握哈、哦、这个活着的时候哈，及时行乐。
And we would take the opportunity and to do what we want.
所以传道书的第二章。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter
2, 八节到二十三节
verse 18 to 23.
第四章
at chapter 4,
第四节到第六节
verse 4 to 6.
这里又提到，哎，用人辛苦劳碌的角度哈，我来思想这个人生有没有意义。
So, he would toil and see if there's any meaning in life.
这个第二章我们在布道会的时候有提过。
In chapter 2, we have already mentioned in the evangelical service.
哎，有时候你这样追求劳碌，哎，自己却没办法享受啊。
And sometimes when you toil for the things and yet you are not able to enjoy it.
那第四章这边是提到，哎，有时候你好像哎有蛮有成就，可是却遭别人嫉妒啊。
And chapter 4 says you may have achieved something, but it created jealousy.
哎，结果人家就要害你。
Envious, and therefore people want to harm you.
啊，有时候是你嫉妒别人啊。
Or sometimes you are envious of others.
哎，我就要赢过他。
And you want to be better than him.
哎，结果就这样子你还开始很努力。
And therefore, this will strive you to work harder.
哦，可是呢，换成你是被嫉妒的对象。
And you became jealous.
那这有什么意义啊？
It caused you to become jealous. And then what's the meaning of all this then?
所以人劳碌辛苦是为什么？
So why does man toil and work so hard for?
所以所罗门王想一想也是虚空啊。
So Solomon say, this is also vanity.
那另外他要从神的一个命定跟神的作为来思考。
And he use the predestined of God and 什么？
神的命定。
And the
神的作为。
And the work of man.
哎，神的。
Work of God. Sorry.
所以传道书第三章就我们常常会提到的万物万时都有定时，万物都有定时。
And chapter 3 tells us a time for everything.
嗯，那第九章有提到啊，所在乎是临到。那个时候的机会啦。
And verse 9 says,
第九章哈。
Chapter 9.
十一节十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
就提到，是在乎当时的机会啊。
And tells us that the opportunity came at that time.
所以在这个当中哈，所罗门想到这里的时候，他开始想到，这个神如果允许的话，我才能够真的有一个满足啊。
So here, at that time, Solomon, ponder and realize that it is God will that it is through God that he will able to be satisfied.
所以在这个思考当中，他开始，他开始渐渐的哈，那个真的重点要真。慢慢的浮现出来。
And so it's at this moment that the truth revealed itself.
我们是不是能够顺服神的旨意来过我们的生活？
Are we able to live a life according to the will of God?
我们要让我们生活当中，我们能够记得我们是神的选民。
In our life, we must remember that we are the chosen people of God.
那有个感恩的一个生活态度
and that we live a life of gratitude.
这样我们的付出，我们的追求才会有价值。
Then only then the thing that we toil for will have value.
可是我们常常就将这个是放在最后面。
But often we put this to the last.
我们都是遇到困难了，才会想到主耶稣。
And when we encounter difficulties, only then we think of Jesus.
甚至神很严重的管教我们，我们才愿意追醒回头。
And to the point where Jesus was punishing us, then we turn back. It would be better then. Then those who got punished till to death, they never want to turn back. It's true that we always leave Jesus aside.
曾经就是跟一对夫妻啦，都是我们教会的信徒哈，他们离婚了哈。
And once there was a couple that belongs to our church, they wanted to divorce.
结果呢，夫妻两个在争这个孩子的监护权。
And they were fighting for the rights for the rights.
然后那我怕说他们在这个当中哎。 有一方受到诱惑，结果呢又犯奸淫了。For
the kids, and I discovered that one of them was tempted and committed adultery.
所以有一天我就找这个弟兄先谈了。So
I look for this brother and discuss with him first.
要他能够谨慎，要小心呐。I
warned him that he should be able to discern and be careful.
我提醒他，我们。 我们将来啊，这个灵魂才是永远的啊。And
I reminded him that our soul is forever.
现在不要因为一时生气动怒啊，结果就给魔鬼有做工的机会啊。And
don't hastily decide things now, and you leave Satan to work in you.
结果他的回答让我吓一跳。
And his reply has shocked me.
他说，其实我都没有想到这个信仰的问题。
And he said, actually, I have not, I was not thinking of my belief.
他现在也不会因为说，太太要跟他离婚，他就会马上再去另外找另外再找一个再结婚了。And
he did not have the thought that after he leave his wife, he would look for another woman.
或者是说，就在这个肉体方面哦，就又去犯罪怎么样？他说他现在不会。And
he has not considered in sinning,
And
now he was in such a stage is because he was very angry.
他就是为了争这个孩子的监护权，他不服输，所以他现在要坚持下去。And
he was not because of the right for the children, he was not happy. Therefore, he was going to fight till the end.
当然，我们传道的立场，我们都用信仰圣经的角度跟他谈了。So
as a preacher, I would use the Bible to discuss about his life.
所以我提醒他哈，神在监察，神会带领，神会不会。 神会保守我们的这个道理，结果他竟然跟我讲说，他都没有想到这些。So
I gave him the teaching of the of God is watching and God is protecting, but yet he said he has not considered all those things.
他是为了面子，为了争一口气，他还在坚持。
He was so determined is because he was very angry.
这样很危险呢。And
this is very dangerous.
我忽然就想到，是不是我们信徒哈？我们都常常听到有些信徒说软弱的事情，是不是因为就是这样子？So
sometimes when the members are weak, is it all because like that?
不会寻求神，没有把主放在第一位。That
they did not seek the will of God and did not put God first.
为了自己的面子，为了争一口气啊。It's
all because of his anger and because that he could not lose to the wife.
那这样实在很安慰，说我们信靠耶稣，耶稣的恩典曾经在我们身上。And
we always say we must rely on God, and God's grace is upon us.
有一次，这个宗教教育老师在台湾某个教会，有个宗教教育老师教这些小朋友写作文。
And there was a RE teacher teaching the children in Taiwan to do some writings.
题目是耶稣像什么?
And the topic was what is Jesus like?
你想想啊，耶稣像什么？
Can you think what is Jesus like? Jesus is like a broom.
为什么耶稣像扫把？
Why is Jesus like a broom?
那扫把就是有脏东西，来扫一下，扫一下。
A broom, when there is dirt around, you use the broom to cleanse.
耶稣要求我们圣洁啊，所以遇到困难，可能我们不圣洁，所以耶稣来帮我扫一下。
So it says when we have difficulties and when we have dirt, we need Jesus to clean us up.
然后呢，扫完之后，你去旁边或角落那边蹲着，就放在那里了，对不对？
And after you use the broom, you will keep the broom aside by the corner.
耶稣，我有需要的时候，耶稣就找耶稣来帮我排除困难。
And liken to Jesus, when we're in trouble, we use him to solve our problems.
困难解除了，你又到旁边像扫把被我们放在最角落，还不要被人家看到。
After the problem had been solved, we would hide Jesus just like we hide the broom, not wanting people to see the broom.
那另外一个小朋友写耶稣像什么？
And then another child replied, "What is Jesus like?"
耶稣像我们家的小狗。
He said, Jesus like our little dog at home.
我回来了，很高兴。来，洗过来，来洗啊，抱抱啊，好抱抱。
And when I return home, I'm very happy to see it. I would like to, would like to fetch it and to pet it.
当我高兴的时候，我喜乐的时候，跟着主耶稣祷告很好。
And when I'm happy, I'm just praying to our Lord Jesus, and it was good.
可是有时候生气的我家小狗没有听我的话，我就一脚踢开。
And when I'm angry and not in a happy mood, I would kick the dog and to kick the dog away.
主耶稣没有成全我的祷告。
And Jesus is not fulfilling my prayer.
主耶稣的旨意不合我的旨意。
And Jesus' will is not according to my will.
一脚踢开。
And you would kick him.
我高兴的时候再叫你来。
And when I'm happy, I will call you back.
我高兴他来聚会，我不高兴我不来聚会。
When I'm happy, I come to the church, and when I'm not, I will not come.
小朋友而言怎么会这种想法？奇怪。
But strange enough, why would little children think such a thing?
就是他们家庭的信仰状态就是这样子。
It's because it reflects their living at home.
他们从他们的家父母亲感受到，耶稣就像这个样子。
And from their parents, it reflects what they think Jesus is like.
那如果这样，那真的我们的信仰情况就很糟糕，很危险。
If it's like this, then our faith would be in a dangerous stage.
那所罗门他在思想当中，他想到这一点。
So when Solomon in his time of pondering, he thought of this.
这个是我们在信仰上常常会忽略到的。
And these are the things in our life that we overlook.
那我们很多时候我们信耶稣是为了世上的好处财富。
And many times we believe in Jesus because we want benefit of the world.
所以在传道书里面很多章节提到财富的一个影响。
And in many places Solomon mentioned about wealth and what wealth can influence.
这我们在布道会也有稍微提过。
And we havediscussed that in our evangelical service.
另外一方面也是我们提过了，就名望、名声的一个追求。
And next was the reputations or names that we want.
所以传道书大概就是以这各种角度去思考人生真正的一个满足在哪里。
And Ecclesiastes gave us to ponder where does the true satisfaction came from.So Solomon said he has once pursued false wisdom. And I pursue for pleasures. And I pursue for wealth. And I had honor and reputation. But all this does not truly satisfy my heart. And then he saw that no matter who we are, we all have to die.
那我们怎么拼命，神如果不答应，那有什么用？
And no matter how hard we work, and if it's not if it did not granted from God, what use will it become?
所以他最后的结论是十二章十四节。
So his conclusion is chapter 12, verse
14.
因为从13节了。 We go back to verse 13.
13节、14节。
13 and 14, chapter 12.
他最后说要敬畏神。
Fear God.
这个是人的本分啊。
And it is the duty of man.
你现在做了什么事情?
And whatever you have done now,
你要想到以后神都要审判啊。
You must consider that God will judge you.
所以说，那个传道书我们会看到说， 他一直强调，你活着的时候赶快享受。
And we can see Solomon emphasized that, now that you are living, you must quickly enjoy yourself.
可是他这个 趁着活着的时候是劝人，你要把握你活着的时候。
And he is actually encouraging you that while you are living,
来去追求真正有意义的一个方向。
That you must find the proper directions.
所以传道书这样看起来，其实他还是蛮积极的。
And the way we see it, he's very actively seek asking.
他先点出一个大主题，虚空，什么都没有用啊。
And he gave you the picture that all is vanities and meaningless.
你看智慧这样子，财富是这样子哈。
He says, wealth is like that, and wisdom is like that.
那人的结局是这样子。
And the conclusion of man is like this.
可是呢，你要记得有神的存在。
But however, you must remember that there is an existence of God.
所以要超过这个虚空。
To surpass this vanity,
就是最后这两段。
There is from these two verses.
我们先了解大概，他在谈些什么。
So this is the overall what King Solomon is telling us about.
那我们接下来的几天的时间，就是我们慢慢从他里面的这个。 道理当中，我们也做一番思考。
And through these few days, I'd like to use some of the verses to give us to ponder upon it.
我们今天上课到这里。
And we shall conclude our lesson.